Praise the Lord. Man, this is all good. God is so precious. Wasn't that awesome, guys? Wasn't that good? Amen. That is awesome. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hey, this morning I want you to turn in your Bibles, if you would, to 1 John. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 8. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. A powerful scripture on what Christ came to do for us through the resurrection. We have so many great benefits through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and we're so thankful today for that resurrection. Amen? Listen to what he said. 1 John tells us, "He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. And for this purpose, for this reason, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil." That he might destroy the works of the devil. Amen. That he might destroy the works of the devil. That's why Jesus came. That's why he died. That's why he rose again, that he would destroy the works of the devil. Hey, hold up your Bibles out there with me this morning, and let's say it like we mean it. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. And I can do what it says I can do. Today, I boldly confess my mind is clear. My heart is open to receive God's word. And I will never be the same. Never, never the same. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, God is so good this morning. And I got up and I got here. And I realized I forgot my watch. You know what it means when a preacher forgets his watch? Absolutely nothing. So I just want you to know that this morning. But the Lord is good. You know, the world is celebrating all kinds of ways on this Easter Sunday. And, you know, some are just celebrating with the Easter bunny and the eggs and all that stuff. And we can have fun. Our daughter Elise sent a picture yesterday of our two grandchildren. They are boys. And both of them have these little Easter, bunny ears on. And I told my wife, Holly, I said, you know what? That is so cute. They look adorable. But that picture will never be seen when they're teenagers. They will never, never bring that out, you know, say, Mom, hide that thing, because that's never going to be seen. But, you know, we celebrate. We know the reason we celebrate today is because of the life of Jesus Christ and everything that he's provided for us through that death, through that burial, and through that resurrection. Thank God we know grace today. Thank God we know Jesus Christ today as our provider. Amen. Thank God he never leaves us, never forsakes us. No matter what's going on in the world today, we have a solid foundation in Jesus Christ and a hope. Amen. Of that resurrection life. And we live it now. We don't have to wait till we die, but we live that resurrection life now. Can I get an amen for that this morning? Come on, somebody. God is good. Hallelujah. Consequently, sin came into this world. Sin entered in by Adam. When Adam fell, man was imputed into sin. The Bible says over in Romans 3:23, it says this, For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. When Adam sinned, every one of us, sin fell upon us. And Adam was the one that brought into the world by his disobedience. Romans 6:23 says this. Listen, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ. Aren't you glad today that there's a but there? You know, some people need to get their butt out of the way to see what's there, amen? But God says, hey, he's brought us eternal life in Jesus Christ. All have sinned, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. Today, we have eternal life because of what Jesus brought to us. Because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we have eternal life. Adam lost it. Jesus found it. Amen. And because of that, now you and I are alive in Jesus Christ and have that hope in Jesus Christ this morning. Romans 5, look at Romans 5, verse 12. Romans 5, 12. Listen to what he says. Romans 5, 12. Amen. Therefore, just through one man's sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men because all sin. Next verse. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Wow, Jesus fulfilled the law. So you and I no longer have to live in sin. We can be free from sin in Jesus Christ because we're not under the law any longer. We are under God's grace. So we live free in the resurrected life that Christ has provided by his grace. Man, that is powerful. Hallelujah. Look at the next verse. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who had not sinned according to the likeness of the transgression of Adam, who is a type of him who was to come. But the free gift, notice he said it's a free gift. Guys, it's a free gift this morning. We don't have to work for it. We don't have to try to earn it. Only thing we have to do is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a free gift. It's not like the offense. For if by the one man's offense many died, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, abound to many. It's for whosoever will this morning. This eternal life is not just for a select few, not just for some religious organization, but it's for whosoever will. It's for the whole world to enjoy today. Thank God for Jesus Christ and the eternal life that he's given us. Next verse, listen to what he said. And the gift is not like that which came through the one who sinned, for the judgment which came from one offense resulted in condemnation. But the free gift which came from many offenses results in justification, just as if we've never sinned. For if by one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more, those who receive the abundance of God's grace. You know what, let me tell you something this morning. God has got abundant grace for you. Doesn't matter what you've gone through, what you've done, what's going on in your life, God has abundant grace supplied to you through Jesus Christ today. He is grace, amen? He came with grace and truth, and that grace and truth is extended to you today, not just in a little measure, but in abundance. And he said, those who receive that abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, righteousness cannot be earned. You cannot perform to get righteous. Only thing that's required is that you believe. And when you believe, righteousness comes to you. Holiness comes to you. It is in you today as you believe in him. He says, if we receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, we reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. Aren't you glad you're reigning today? Aren't you glad we're above these things? Amen. We're not below them, but we're above in Jesus' name. Amen. No name that is given among men is greater than Jesus Christ. His name is above every name, every sickness, every disease today. Thank God for the abundance of grace in our lives. Hallelujah. Come on, give him some praise out there. Amen. He is good. He is good. Hallelujah. Wow. You know, when Adam sinned, God had a backup plan. Thank God for the backup plan. He is so good. That plan was to restore man to his rightful state with God, to bring back the authority that Adam gave up. Thank you, Lord, for your plan to restore today. God is a restoration God. He is a restorer in your life today. What the enemy has taken, God is restoring today. You can go to the bank on that. Man, a lot of people are trying to go to the bank right now, but I want to tell you, you can go to the bank and know that God's plan for you is nothing but good. Look over, if you will, for just a moment to Psalm chapter 8 and verse 4. Psalm 8, verse 4. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. What is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? Next verse. For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands, and you have put all things under his feet. This is talking about Adam's position and now our position in Jesus Christ. We have dominion and we have authority here on this earth. We take our authority today. We do not have to be afraid. We walk in the peace of God and the anointing of God and the presence of God every day of our life. Why? Because Jesus brought that back when he died on the cross and he sealed it when he rose from the dead. We have authority with Jesus Christ today. Amen. You have put all things under his feet. Next verse. Amen. All sheep and oxen, even the beasts of the field, the birds of the air and the fish of the sea that pass through the baths of the sea. O Lord, O Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. All things were brought under his feet. And as I opened up with that scripture in 1 John, this is why Jesus came. He came to destroy the works of the devil. He came to destroy sin. He came to destroy sickness. He came to destroy poverty today because of his mighty grace extended towards us and his resurrection power. We can walk in the freedom and the knowledge of knowing that we are saved and we are redeemed today because we believe on him. Praise God. Aren't you glad for that this morning? Thank you, Lord. Jesus shed his blood so that you and I could live free from the works of the devil. Free from the works of the devil. Isaiah 54, 14. We are free from the works of the devil. In righteousness, the Bible says, Isaiah 54, 14. In righteousness shall you be established. You shall be far from oppression, for you shall not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near you. His righteousness is our righteousness today. And in that righteous, in that right place of believing, in that right place of receiving, we are established today. And not oppression or anything will be able to come against us today because we're established in Jesus Christ. Amen. Because of the death of the resurrection, a poor man doesn't have to be poor today. A sick man doesn't have to be sick today. Amen. And a blind man doesn't have to be blind. God is so good towards us today, and we give him praise for it. Ephesians 2:10. I want to read this out of the Amplified. Ephesians 2:10. Listen to what he says here. For we are God's own handiwork. How many know we're God's handiwork this morning? His workmanship created in Christ Jesus, born anew that we may do those good works which God predestinated, planned beforehand for us, taking paths which he prepared ahead of time, that we should walk in them. Listen to this, living the good life which he prearranged and made ready for us to live. God has a good life for us, not a bad life, not an evil life, but God has good coming towards us today. We're living in the good life of Jesus Christ. And the resurrection guarantees us the right to be made righteous and to be restored and placed in the position as sons and daughters of God. John 1:12 says this. John 1:12 says, for he has given us power. As many as received him, he gave them right, power, the authority to become children of God. We are his child this morning, amen? He knows how to take care of us. He knows how to provide toilet paper for you. Thank you, Jesus, amen? He knows how to provide everything you need this morning because we are his children today. Look at 2 Corinthians 5:21. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Love this verse of scripture. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. The resurrection secured our righteousness today, and in him we are right before God. Amen. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. 1 John 3, 1 and 2. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called the children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us because it did not know him. Next verse. Beloved, now we are the children of God, and it's not yet seen or been revealed what shall be, but we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Thank God. Hallelujah. We're going to see him just as he is. And the Bible says, as he is, so are we in this present world. Jesus isn't sick today. Jesus isn't feeling blue today. But as he is, so are we this morning. Amen? Because of all these things, God has declared you righteous today. If you believe on him, if you just confess to him, God has declared you righteous. Listen to what 1 John 1:9 says to us. 1 John 1:9, he says, for if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. What do we do this morning? We simply believe. And the moment you believe, You are declared righteous in Jesus Christ. And that righteousness puts you in a right relationship with God and gives you power and authority over the enemy. The Bible says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world today. Thank God, amen. I've got something greater in me. His name is Jesus, alive and well, than that is in this present world and evil age. Thank God we have Jesus living in us today, greater than anything that we can face. Hallelujah. He is so good this morning. Amen. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness today. I want to share this verse with you. Look at Acts chapter 13 and verse 39. Acts chapter 13 and verse 39. Acts 13 and verse 39. And that through him, everyone who believes, who acknowledges Jesus as his Savior and devotes himself to him, is absolved, clear, and freed from every charge. Every charge. The enemy cannot put any charge against you. We are clear and free from anything the enemy wants to bring up. Do not allow him to bring condemnation in your life. You are free from condemnation. You are free from sin this morning. You are declared righteous because of the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. Clear and free. He whom the Son sets free is free indeed from every charge from which he could not be justified and freed by the law of Moses. It's not through works. It's not through effort. It's just through believing and given right standing with God. You and I now have that right position with God. One more scripture this morning. I want to turn over to Luke chapter 4 and verse 18. Luke 4 and 18. Prophetic word of Jesus. Amen. This is what he said. He said this, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. Amen. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted and to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed." You know, wherever you are today, if you're watching over the internet, wherever you may be, I want to tell you, God loves you today. God has a great plan for your life. He's come to redeem you, to set you free, and the resurrection is the guarantee of that freedom this morning. He loves you dearly today. He died on the cross for all of your sin, yesterday, today, and forever, and he lives forevermore. He's arisen today. He's alive today, and that anointing he has for you, that anointing, that power to get results is in our lives today by simply believing. So this morning, I want to ask you today, if you just lift your heart and lift your hands and say, "Father, thank you today. Thank you, Lord. I receive Christ into my life. Lord, I take him into my heart today. Thank you for changing my life. Thank you for your grace in my life today. Thank you for your wisdom in my life today. Thank you, Lord. No destruction is going to come my way. No plague is going to come my dwelling today. I have the peace of God, and the joy of the Lord is my strength today. And I give him praise and glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. You died for me, and you rose again. And we praise you this morning. Hallelujah. Listen, we're going to share communion today. Let's give God a good hand clap of praise. Amen. He is good. Honk your horns out there, church. Amen. He is good. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Holly's going to share communion with us today.
Hallelujah. Isn't God awesome?
Amen.
You're so deeply loved by him today. We're going to fellowship around the Lord's table today. Would you take out the elements that were handed out to you, those of you that are at home? And quickly, you can grab something to share in communion with us. If you don't have a wafer and juice, it's okay. Take something today, and we're going to just partake together. Why do we do this? We do this in remembrance of him. Every time we eat, we proclaim the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. What are we remembering today? We're remembering Jesus as the Lamb that takes away the sins of the whole
Amen.
World.
Amen.
We're remembering him as our resurrected Savior.
Amen.
We're remembering him today and his body and his blood. Scripture teaches us that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. But Jesus shed that perfect, holy blood today. Once for all, he shared it. and shared it with us. He sacrificed, and we partake of that. And the forgiveness today, you are forgiven today. Can you give him praise for that today?
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
His body, it says he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we're healed. So what are we remembering today? We're remembering the sacrifice that Jesus Christ made when he took stripes upon his back, when he bore shame and guilt and sickness, where he took a stripe and bore every disease.
Amen.
He bore every sickness. He bore every virus. He bore every infection.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
And by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we are healed. Why don't you just say that out of your mouth today? I am healed.
I am healed. Amen.
I am healed because of Jesus. So we're doing this in remembrance of him. We're doing it today in faith on what Jesus Christ has accomplished. Would you take the bread today? Would you thank him today for that sacrifice? Will you thank him for the body of Jesus Christ? Thank you, Lord God. We take in faith today. We receive today your great sacrifice for us. Take, eat in remembrance of him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. While you're meditating on him now, as you're partaking of that body, receive. Receive health flooding from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Receive freedom. Somebody's battling with a headache. Receive your freedom now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Blood vessels are opening up and functioning normally. No pinching of nerves today. You take your healing now in the name of Jesus. Somebody's had some numbness running down your body. You're being set free from that now in the name of Jesus.
Yeah, back pain. Amen.
Back pain.
Back pain. Amen.
Back pain.
Let's receive that word.
Vertebrae now in the name of Jesus. Line up. Line up. You've had some tension up in your neck and your shoulder region. The Lord is healing that right now as you meditate and take this body.
No dizziness.
Hallelujah.
Dizziness is stopping right now. Some of you have been just suffering some vertigo and some dizziness, and we just thank you right now. That is stopping in the name of Jesus. Amen. You're at peace with God right now. Hallelujah.
Thank
we give
you,
him the praise and the glory in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I just heard some pain in the feet. If you're having pain in your feet, just receive that this day. Today you are healed. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for that. We rejoice right now. Thank you, Lord. Stomach problem is being healed right now. We thank you. No more problem there. No more pain. Amen. Praise God. Ulcers are being healed right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you for your
Amen.
Blood, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for your
Amen.
Body this morning.
Amen. No
in
gut
Jesus
issues
name.
At all. No gut
Thank
issues
you,
at
Lord.
All. The bacteria and everything's flowing
Normal.
Like it's supposed to. It's normalizing
no
your
irritable
systems.
Irritable bowel. Nothing
normalizing
there.
Normalizing now
Jesus
in the name,
name
of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Take the cup.
Amen.
Take the
Thank
cup.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah. We are forgiven. We are forgiven
you,
because
yes,
of the
are.
Blood
We're
of Jesus Christ.
You,
We've been made righteous in Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We're no longer condemned. Take the cup and rejoice in the blood of
Thank
Jesus
you,
Christ.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Love you. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
I love you guys. God is so good. You know, we were just believing that it would not rain. It was supposed to rain. And thank you, Lord, it has not rained. Amen. God is faithful. He's good to us today. It's so good to see all of you. We love you. Thank God you are here today. I'm praying next Sunday we'll even have more come out. And we're believing for some good, great things. We're believing for this thing to break in the name of Jesus. That turnaround is coming. Amen. That restoration is coming. We declare that today in the name of Jesus. That lives are being healed this morning from any sickness and any disease. God is over everyone because of his resurrection. Let's give God some praise this morning. You are loved today. Amen.
Now and forever, God, you reign. Yours is the kingdom and yours is the glory. Yours is the name above all.
nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is, the name of
what
Jesus.
A powerful,
yes. What a powerful name it is, the name of
what a powerful,
Jesus. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus.
Share with your friends. Tell them about next week. Amen. It's going to be great. Give the band and everybody up here a good hand. They're awesome. Praise the Lord. Amen.